Lesson 38, Starting and Finishing. Let's get started with a common question. Is there a difference between the verbs start and begin? There's no difference in meaning. I started studying English 3 years ago is the same as I began studying English 3 years ago, but begin is a little more formal than start. The phrase, let's get started, is an informal way to announce the beginning of an activity. You can also say that something got off to a good start if it began well. Other collocations for a good start include an encouraging start or promising start. These expressions show that there is hope for good results in the future. For example, the soccer team got off to a promising start, winning the first 4 games of the season. If it is not so certain that there will be good results in the future, then you can say a shaky start or unsteady start. The business had a shaky start in the second quarter of 2013, with sales numbers fluctuating daily. If the beginning of something did not meet expectations, you can call it a disappointing start. And if it was really terrible, you can describe it as a disastrous start. Kevin failed every single one of his first exams. His semester was off to a disastrous start. Sometimes things go so badly that you need to get out of the situation and have a completely fresh start or a new beginning. When a successful person or company started without being famous or rich, then we say they had a humble or modest beginning. Now let's talk about finish and end. There is a difference between these two verbs. Finish usually implies completing something, whereas end is used for a more passive situation or state. I finished my homework. The semester ends in December. We need to finish the project. We ended our partnership with that company. When you make the final changes to something before it is completed, we say you put the finishing touches on it. Two expressions used to talk about ending something are come to an end or draw to a close. You can also say the beginning of the end to describe something that will probably end soon. The explosion at the factory was the beginning of the end for our company. In other words, the explosion began a process of the company failing and eventually shutting down. When something ends quickly, then it comes to an abrupt or sudden end. On the other hand, when an activity appears that it will continue forever, then we say there's no end in sight. Listen to and repeat the collocations about starting and finishing. Let's get started. Got off to a good start. An encouraging start. A promising start. A shaky start. An unsteady start. A disappointing start. A disastrous start. A fresh start. A new beginning. A humble or modest beginning. Put the finishing touches on it. Come to an end. Draw to a close. The beginning of the end. An abrupt or sudden end. No end in sight. Now do the practice exercises with the collocations about starting and finishing.